Kelsey Grammer first played the character of psychiatrist Frasier Crane on Cheers in 1984, 2 years after that sitcom had begun. When that show ended in 1993, NBC spun off the character into his own show, which has been running ever since. For a total of 20 years, Frasier Crane has been counseling other people while looking for true love himself. This season, in the person of Laura Linney as Charlotte, he may finally have found it and her. Here they are in a recent episode, snuggling in bed and talking about the future.
Charlotte, I'm afraid we're making a terrible mistake.
Frasier, I'm not switching sides again.
No. I mean, writing off these 3 weeks just because you're moving. I had a great time with you today. And with somebody else, it would have been a disaster.
With somebody else, I would have been in Portland.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. We have a lot of fun together. Why deny ourselves the chance to have even more? I know the sensible thing would be to just end it now and walk away. And normally, that's what I would do, but I don't want to be sensible.
But we'd only have 3 weeks.
I know. It'd be like a summer fling.
But wouldn't we be sad when it ended?
Of course we would. That's what happens. You're sad when summer's over. Well, I never was. I mean, I always look forward to the new school year. I mean, I would buy my books a month ago.
Over the years, Frasier has won 5 consecutive Emmys as Outstanding Comedy Series. Grammer has won 3 Emmys for Lead Actor. He also moonlights occasionally on The Simpsons, providing the voice of Sideshow Bob. Grammer is proud to be drug-free right now and happy in his home life, but it wasn't always that way. When Terry spoke with Grammer in 1996, he had just published a memoir which dealt frankly with his history of drug abuse, minor scandals, and volatile relationships. She asked him how he created the character of Frasier through the sound of his voice.
Frasier has a voice that's filled with a certain amount of pretension.
Well, actually, that started, I got that from my years at Juilliard when I was taught by a woman named Edith Skinner, who helped to create the phonetic alphabet. She had a designation for the kind of accent I use, I guess. It was called Mid-Atlantic Speech, or Speech for the American Theater. And it's sort of a cross between American and British. There's the vowel R, which is, a final R sound in, like, father, mother, sister, brother. So you don't ever actually curl your tongue up for those words. And that in itself lends a kind of haughtiness to the language, and I suppose you could say Frasier is a bit haughty.
Were you hoping that your own TV show would be a show about Frasier, or did you want to start fresh with a new character?
Oh, well, it was my intention at first to go ahead and let Frasier die with Cheers. And the writer-producers of Frasier now, David Angel, David Lee, and Peter Casey, when I first approached them about doing the new show, we all agreed that Frasier should, fade into the background and come up with a new character, a new idea. It was really very funny. They came up with a character that was sort of like a Malcolm Forbes type of guy who was pretty much had his fingers into everything in the country, but had had a motorcycle accident. So he was bedridden for a while. It was their intention, well, maybe 3 or 4 seasons down the road, to get him out of bed. But the initial idea would be that he'd be surrounded by a group of people that were his support staff, basically, and this character would run the world from his bed. And
what'd you think of the idea?
Well, I thought there was potential, but then John Pike, the president of Paramount Television at the time, took me to dinner and he said, "Kels, I was reading through this, and I just don't think a guy in a bed is funny." And
right.
I said, call me an idiot, but I think a sitcom should be funny. I said, "Oh, well, John, it's very perceptive." So that killed that idea. We then spoke the following week, and John looked at me and he said, "All right, what about doing Frasier?" I said, well, you know, I kind of resist it. And he said, well, I think there's great potential in it. I don't think the character is dead yet. I don't think he's been explored fully because he was always in the background before. I was responsible primarily for what I call hit-and-run comedy. I could get in, make my points, and get the hell out real quick. As the backbone of the show, Frasier did embrace the necessary qualities that made him a candidate for, you know, his own show. And so I agreed. There was some talk of it being a show with Lilith and Frasier. And I resisted that idea because I thought we'd pretty much played every note we could in terms of that relationship. You know, they were adversarial, they were fun to watch, but I didn't think they could really sustain what would hopefully be multiple seasons of a show. And so it became important, if Frasier was going to be the center of this new show, that everything else about it be new. And we took it from there and ended up with something I'm actually very proud of.
Do you think that there's anything about Frasier's personality that's rubbed off on you?
Well, you know, my imagination informs who Frasier is. I think I have enjoyed a kind of vicarious pleasure of exploring things that Frasier would, that I really haven't bothered to explore because I had something else in mind.
Such as?
I enjoy the idea of sitting down with a good book and relaxing. And although I have done that in the past, I just don't do it anymore. It's not part of my life anymore. I mean, basically today I just read a bunch of scripts and most of them are awful. And I frankly don't have much time to read other than that. And I guess I miss that in a way. But Frasier is just this cohort of mine now that travels around with me. I certainly am recognized because of him. But he exists by virtue of the fact that I'm here. So it's a symbiotic thing.